I'm open deputy, and I know the ministers will be too, to engaging with Mr. McGinley and with others in terms of how we can move this forward.
Mr. McGinley's stated reason for seeking an unrestricted inquest scope is simple, and it's grounded in the public interest, the wider public interest, to save lives in the future, to enable learning that could improve mental health care and treatment, strengthen diagnosis, ensure robust management of prescription medication, reinforce the need for co-parents to be informed and supported, and most importantly, to ensure warning signs and risks to children are recognised before lives are lost. And I don't believe there's a parent in the whole country that would accept that an inquest being limited in its scope. Other similar cases weren't. So the role of the State Claims Agency overseeing the HSE needs to be fully investigated, and the role of the HSE in trying to limit this particular investigation has implications right now. It's current, it's not legacy, and it needs to be looked at. Not following up on the process risks the perception of a state body represented at coroner inquests under agreement with the State Claims Agency, being accused of deliberately attempting to avoid scrutiny and, in fact, working against the common good and the public interest.
Thank
so this needs follow-up